Surrey Police Service, frontline, uniformed officers will patrol Whalley and Newton while their RCMP counterparts cover South Surrey, Cloverdale, Fleetwood and Guildford after the city's policing landscape changes over on November 29. That's when the SPS takes over from the Surrey RCMP as the city's police of jurisdiction. The SPS's frontline patrols will then progressively expand into the other parts of Surrey as the RCMP's presence diminishes and the SPS ranks grow from currently 446 officers to a full complement of 785. Right now the SPS has 30 vehicles deployed. From frontline resourcing there will be concentrations of SPS officers in District 1 and District 3 and there will be concentrations of RCMP officers in the other three districts on the front lines, SPS spokesman Ian McDonald confirmed for the Now Leader. And then both agencies will have other policing responsibilities that will be citywide. More and more of the services that are being temporarily supported by the RCMP will be steadily replaced by the SPS. Is that the snapshot for November 29th? Entirely correct. Frontline in two districts for SPS, frontline in three districts for the RCMP. But my emphasis would be it isn't a static picture. It absolutely will be what November 29th looks like, but in the months that follow after that, incrementally SPS will be taking over more of both the citywide and the district frontline policing. The Mounties won't be working red under blue, but assisting the SPS as a provincial policing support unit that's supplied by the provincial government. Obviously, you can't have two police of jurisdictions, so at that point, whether you want to call it the Surrey RCMP or you want to call it BCRCMP, a component of the RCMP then becomes a provincial support unit, McDonald explained. Asked for the rationale for SPS frontline patrols initially being assigned specifically to Newton and Whalley, McDonald noted that Newton is where the headquarters for policing is located as well as the dispatch center. If we are the POJ and responsible for Surrey, I would think our headquarters and the district in which the headquarters resides would be an important component, he said. As for Whalley, he explained, if District 3 is where HQ is and where the day will start for most frontline police officers, we were kind of looking for a contiguous connection to another district, and therefore it makes sense to connect through to a busy neighboring district. If we can say District 3 was the given, because of the location of HQ, based on our resources it made a lot more sense that we would go to where the bulk of the calls are coming from, given the resourcing we have on the front line. Former Surrey Mayor Bob Bowes suggested that, the bottom line is we are being balkanized, no question about it, and added, the dynamic that's being set up here is highly corrosive. It's tough enough to maintain social cohesion without this kind of stuff. It's ridiculous that Surrey's being policed by a provincial police force. McDonald stressed that aside of the frontline patrolling, other policing services will be done by the SPS and RCMP throughout Surrey. You will always have that crossover. It's not going to be one of those occasional things. My point is simply we're not going to be looking at a map and going, okay, that thing's happening, whose district is it? The dispatchers, who are a very professional crew, will send police resources from wherever they need to send them. And the response, whether it's the provincial, the temporary support from the RCMP or whether it's SPS, we're going to deal with the issue, we're going to respond and we want there to be no impact. We want this to be a seamless transition. Here you have two distinct and different agencies and the baton needs to be passed, McDonald said. And so there are a lot of considerations, but paramount in everybody's mind is public safety. Meantime, a Surrey Police Board meeting on October 29 heard results from a 2024 City of Surrey public opinion survey conducted by Leger Inc. of 808 participants in July found that 18% of Surrey residents indicated they were a victim of crime, 61% reported the crime while 36% did not, and that 39% of residents fear walking alone at night in their community. And as for police operations, the survey results indicate 66% of the public prefers a mix of foot patrols and vehicle patrols, 57% of respondents placed a high, very high rating on community consultation, 84% agreed, strongly agreed that Surrey Police Service officers should wear body cameras, 60% think it's somewhat, very important that police officers are fluent in other than English, and 43% think there should be an equal number of male and female police officers.